Welcome to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law, Landmark Cases in Forensic Psychiatry podcast. Today, we'll discuss the U.S. Supreme Court case Speck v. Patterson, decided in 1967. This case centers around the following question. Can a defendant be sentenced under a different statute, imposing harsher penalties without being granted procedural safeguards such as a hearing and the right to confront witnesses? Let's examine this landmark ruling. The story begins in Colorado, where a man named Francis Speck was convicted of indecent liberties, a crime punishable under state law by a maximum sentence of 10 years. However, instead of being sentenced under that statute, the court invoked the Colorado Sex Offenders Act, which allowed an indeterminate sentence ranging from 1 day to life imprisonment if the defendant was deemed a threat to the public or mentally ill. Mr. Speck underwent a psychiatric evaluation, and a report was submitted to the court, but he was not granted a hearing, the right to confront or cross-examine witnesses, or the opportunity to present evidence. Mr. Speck submitted a habeas corpus petition seeking release, asserting violations of his due process rights under the 14th Amendment. However, both the Colorado Supreme Court and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals denied his petition. The case eventually made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which issued a unanimous decision reversing the lower courts, stating that commitment proceedings must follow the 14th Amendment. Justice Douglas noted that Colorado's procedures under the Sex Offenders Act violated the Constitution by failing to provide essential procedural safeguards. Justice Douglas clarified that sentencing under the Act constituted more than a simple determination of punishment. It introduced a new legal question that involved a new determination: whether the defendant was mentally ill and a danger to society. This additional finding represented a separate charge with significant consequences, including the potential for a lifetime sentence. As a result, the court held that due process protections must be observed in such cases. The ruling outlined key due process rights that must be upheld when additional determinations are necessary. This included the right to a hearing to contest the findings, the right to legal counsel, the ability to confront and cross-examine witnesses, and the opportunity to present evidence in one's own defense. The court declared the process unconstitutional because Mr. Speck was not provided any of these safeguards. Justice Douglas emphasized the distinction between standard sentencing, where judges can consider reports and recommendations without formal hearings, and cases like Mr. Speck's, where such procedures were essential to protect the due process rights against criminal penalties. In summary, the Speck v. Patterson decision clarified that due process applies to any proceedings, whether civil or criminal, that result in significant deprivations of liberty, even when framed as a mental health determination. The ruling underscored the need for the justice system to balance public safety with the constitutional rights of individuals, ensuring fairness and transparency at every stage of the process. That's all for today's episode on Speck v. Patterson. Thank you for tuning into the Apple Podcast. Join us next time as we examine another landmark case. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.